They mentioned earlier too that you did get a television set.
Yeah, I remember the family right across the street from us. It was the first one on the whole street to get black and white TV, and every Saturday night we'd go over and watch. I forget what it was. It was either a variety show or something like that. We'd all pile into the living room. The lights would go dim, and we'd watch TV for a couple hours. You know, so that was kind of neat. We were good friends with them. You know, they were a Caucasian, a white family, but you know, down there it didn't. You know, there wasn't any racial growing up on the street that I was. There wasn't any racial, you know, things that I experienced at all. They said in fact, our neighbor on the east side, directly across from us, I forget their last names, but they were a really nice family. You know, we were good dad and Mr. The name escapes me, but they were good friends. And as I said, we would have dinner together sometimes, and we piled over and watched their TV. And I remember getting our first black and white TV. I think TV became an easier escape for downtimes on farms, mm-hmm. you know, because as I said, the only hobbies I had were I was big on science fiction. I like reading science fiction. So either reading or the other hobby I had was building model airplanes, mm-hmm. model cars, ships, mm-hmm. anything like that. Also got into remote, you know, flying remote control airplane towards the end.
On the lines or
started radio with the control? Yeah, started with the lines and then into radio control because we had the farm.
So and your dad was trained in radio operations, is that?
Well, he's a radio operator, you know, like you know, just on those big, you know,
well,
like wireless type operators, kind of thing. So. As I said, we had the space, so
you know, that helps.
It was easy to.
What kind of science fiction do you remember reading?
Andre Norton. I remember that was I like getting into these series. The genre of what they used to call swords and sorcery. Came out in maybe the late 60s or early 70s, and I remember enjoying those because I used reading as an escape. You mm-hmm. know, that was the
more of a fantasy kind.
Fantasy kind of thing, and well, science fiction itself is an escape as well. You know,
yeah,
so.
I'm thinking though Ray Bradbury, some of those old classic writers.
I think I read one or two of his. I didn't read too many of the. There were a few of the. Andre Norton. I can't remember now.
I'm wondering if space was something that caught your attention. I mean, the space race is associated with the late 1950s picking up. Was that something you were aware of? The launch of Sputnik, perhaps?
Yeah. I watched. I remember watching the moon landing and all that kind of stuff. That was fascinating. Any of the American space program was definitely. It's sort of. I don't know if it did. It sparked my interest in. In science, I did well in science and mm-hmm. math. I went through in my schooling. I went through engineering at UBC, mm-hmm. and I got into sort of a side niche in what's called biomedical engineering. Spent my whole career in healthcare, mostly at the Vancouver General.
Right.
So. We're looking after all the technology used for patient care there. So, but had a great interest in science, and I read sort of a combination of fiction and nonfiction. I like to read a lot of journals as well. You know, like any of the science journals mm-hmm. and things like that. Scientific American was one I subscribed to, and. maybe popular science and a few things like that, you know. So I was I like to read a fair bit in both, you know, fiction and nonfiction. It's funny enough, you know, I don't you know, maybe it's just because of the way information is presented in these. I don't read as much as I used to. I used to be a voracious reader way back when, but not so much in my latter years.
I almost feel embarrassed to ask if comic books ever filtered into your
definitely.
Useful life.
I love comic books. We actually had an agreement with there was on Kingsway, around Kingsway and Gilly. There was a little grocery store there. My dad was friends with the owner. It's called Louie's Food Basket. And we basically just ran a tab, and then once a month or whatever, he'd, you know, settle up. So we would just, you know, a lot of time we'd just run in, and he would just run a tab for us. And he allowed us to, because he was good friends with Dad, he allowed us to actually borrow, you know. He brought in a great comic collection of Supermans, Batmans, any of the Marvel comics. He brought in a great collection of comics. He would always allow us to borrow comics as long as we, you know, if we creased anything or rumpled anything, we'd have to buy it.
Right.
But he would allow us to borrow.
You bend it, you bought it.
They allow us to borrow comics, allowed us to.
Were there any comics you remember that we don't have around so much today? I'm thinking like Pogo.
Pogo was more into that, was in the papers. I remember reading Pogo in the papers, but not so much in the comic book form.
Right.
The ones I remember reading are any of the, you know, the Marvel ones, like the and the Superman, DC Comics, Marvel Comics were my two main ones. The odd time he'd bring in, you know, the first graphic novels, you know, the classic comics, you know, like they would tell, you know, like historical things done in a comic form.
I see. Yeah.
He'd have a great collection of the classic comics as well. And that was another way to.
And did any of your elders tell you to stop wasting time with comic books?
I think my mom and dad, they you know, that became, it was an easier read than novels.
Yeah.
You know, so. I guess, you know, we...
That sounds like you had a balance.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, I mean, it was hard to... It's not like we, you know, if there was something to do, both my brother and I had felt a responsibility that if there was, you know, something to do on the farm, that came first, you know, so...
But a comic book would be pretty easy to pick up and put
that's
down.
That's right, yeah. So, you know, if you've done all your chores and your homework's done, then, you know, and... this is, I guess, you know, comics would have been a lot more important for us before TV, obviously. After TV, I guess it was something we read. We would either do that, you know, because we had to. I remember we weren't allowed to stay up very late, so, you know, I remember reading comics in bed with a flashlight. Both my brother and I did that. Mm-hmm. So that was, I remember reading that, you know, doing that under the covers.